At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now, the issue of same-sex marriage again came to the forefront in the United States over the weekend with the Supreme Court ruling 5-4 that it will end same-sex marriage bans in the 14 states that still maintain them. This was from Justice Anthony Kennedy. He said in his ruling, the court now holds that same-sex couples may exercise the fundamental right to marry. No longer may this liberty be denied to them. He said nothing, though, however, in the court's ruling would force religions to condone, much less perform weddings to which they objected. Now, we know that our Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has always been a supporter, and he reiterated that point of view over the weekend.
I think the time is right. I think I agree with Christopher Pyne and a lot of other colleagues too, that the second half of this year is a good time for us to have a free vote on the matter from the Liberal Party's point of view, and then, you know, then Parliament will decide what it decides. It depends where the numbers are.
Speaking over the weekend, though, Prime Minister Tony Abbott remained unfazed by the events in the United States. And I do make the point of view on that, that I think it's a dangerous yardstick if those that are pro-gay marriage, same-sex marriage, suddenly say, well, America's doing it, so we should do it. I mean, surely that can't be an opinion that you would want to be the key element to your argument, because, you know, the point is, do we want to go with our gun laws? If America took a Supreme Court vote and had 5-4 votes said death penalty in favour, would we say, well, we should do the death penalty? Look, I don't think we need to mimic America, but this is a different issue here. Liberal MP Dennis Jensen is one opposed to gay marriage. He's on the line right now. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
Well, can I ask you, what was your reaction to the US Supreme Court's decision at the weekend?
Well, I was actually quite surprised and actually quite perplexed, because with the US Supreme Court intervening in this area, the next question, obviously, that the US Supreme Court is going to have to decide, in my view, is the issue of marriage between first cousins, because about half the states in the United States allow marriages between first cousins and half ban it. So there's clearly an equity and equality issue there. And now that the Supreme Court has intervened, they've opened up a whole can of worms for themselves, in my opinion.
So you're very strong on the view, and you've brought in a different element of the argument to it, but the judiciary, they have overstepped their bounds in having anything to do with this aspect of life?
Yes, in my opinion.
What then on the actual issue and your stance? And I've just played an audio grab of the Federal Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and he is unwavered in his opinion. But you have always been opposed to gay marriage?
Well, probably about 20 years ago, if you'd asked me, I would have said, well, what the hell, why not? But basically, in thinking more deeply on the issue, I've come to the conclusion that, whatever the relationship is that you have between gay couples, in my view, marriage it's not, because marriage to me is fundamentally about children, and quite frankly, you cannot have a child that where you have both parents, both natural parents, being the parents of a child that result from a gay relationship.
Dennis, do you concede, though, that it will eventually happen here? And now that America on board, the other English-speaking allies, as Malcolm Turnbull has pointed out, have voted for it, that it is inevitable? And if that is the case, then why not now?
Well, Andrew, the reality is that nothing is inevitable. And, I mean, there's no inexorable march of history either. I mean, history's replete with things moving forwards and backwards from any point of view. I mean, for instance, Greece had a democracy over 2,000 years ago, and then, they ceased having a democracy. I find it interesting that, for instance, issues such as Ireland and the United States and their view on gay marriage trumpeted loud and clear, and yet very few people in Australia would know that the Austrian Parliament voted against gay marriage comprehensively. So it seems that only one side is being put, and it's being put in a way to make it appear that there's this marching tide that no one is opposing when it comes to it.
And just that last point, and certainly this is where I went down the line, that that I think it would be a dangerous thing if we're going to use America and what they believe is in the best interests as any sort of yardstick. Surely no one is going to strongly put forward, well, the Americans are doing it. That can't be the argument, surely.
Well, that seems to very strongly be the argument in some circles. But the simple thing is, I mean, it's something for all of the members of Parliament here to determine what their point of view is. My strong view is as well that we took a very clearly enunciated position and policy on this to the last election. And as a result, it should be something where we're bound by the party.
But is it not something that can be revisited? It's not like that you've already said it. It's not something that the judiciary should have a say in. Then surely it's not an issue that should be fought out on political grounds.
Well,
that we should revisit it. I mean, let's put it to the vote again come when Parliament sits again.
Well, the point that I'm making is we took a very clear position to the last election. If we're wanting to change our position, we should take it to the next election. We should, given that that has been our part of our policy platform at the last election, it should remain our policy platform until such time. The party room can certainly change it. Mm. We can have a discussion in the party room. The party room can decide, well, next election, we go to an election where our policy is that it's a free vote. But right at the moment, our policy position is very clear that marriage is between a man and a woman.
All right, one last one, Dennis. As long as your leader, our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has his point of view on it, and that is opposed to same-sex marriage, do you think there'll be a vote force that it would even change, that it would be a platform going to the next election? As long as Tony Abbott is your leader, do you think it would be put forward by the Liberals?
Who knows? In short, I really couldn't say.
Dennis, thanks for coming on the program.